Guys, welcome to the second week of our Clutch series, which is all about being who you are when it matters the most. And guys, I am pumped because it is basketball season right now, and it just came out with the brackets for the NCAA tournament recently, and my Duke Blue Devils are seated at number one. I think they're going to go all the way to the top. I think they're going to get the trophy. I think they're going to bring it home. You guys agree? Duke Blue Devils, anyone? Anyone? No? Yes? I see some hands. No? Man, some of you guys hate on Duke because they're just so good each year. Well, hey guys, this is what I want you to do real quick. I want you to go to your neighbor real quick and tell him, who do you think is going to win the tournament? And if you don't care, just say Duke. As I was saying, I love to play basketball a lot. Actually, I go to the parks sometimes around here just to play some pickup ball with some of the guys. And guys, I got to be honest with you. I get the same reaction a lot. As soon as I step on the court, some of these guys just look at me up and down like, you're skinny and you're white. Why are you here? And I'm just like, come on, give me a chance. You know, let me play. What they don't realize is that I got these two secret weapons, and they're called my arms. And one of my arms is like as long as a full-grown man. Like, nobody's blocking this guy. This white boy got game, okay? I just want to throw that out there. If you guys think you can take me one-on-one, challenge me sometime. You will lose. All right. Anyways, I'm sure, guys, that for many of us who play sports or even just play games in general, the funnest thing is scoring, right? I mean, it feels good to score. You feel successful. You know, you look good when you do it. And that's why I hate soccer so much, because almost no one scores. I want to throw that out there. Scoring isn't everything, guys. Scoring isn't everything. There's this thing called an assist. And when you're playing basketball, an assist is when you pass the ball to someone else on your team to set them up so they can score, right? The reason why we often focus on just people who can score is because we don't really value the people who try to help them do it, right? We only really value those who can score. But I want to challenge you with something, okay? Who's heard of Larry Bird? Anyone? Is it Larry Bird? He's one of the best. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He actually is, he goes down in history as one of the best people to ever be able to shoot a basketball. And this is what Larry Bird says. He says, it doesn't matter who scores the points. It doesn't matter who scores the points. It's who can get the ball to the scorer. And the guy who said this was one of the most successful scorers in NBA history. That should tell you something. There was a shift in the NBA a couple years ago that the Miami Heat kind of started. They're like, hey, let's get a bunch of scorers on our roster and we'll do great. And they did for a while, right? Miami Heat won a couple championships. They got LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. I can't believe I just said that in front of middle schoolers. I'm sorry. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. The Miami Heat got a lot of guys who could just really score really well. And then they met the Spurs. And for those of you who watched the NBA Finals last year, the Spurs didn't play like the Heat. Speaking of assists, guys, the Spurs were the perfect team at passing the ball to each other, getting each other open, assisting each other, serving each other, working as a team. And when the Spurs played the Heat, the Spurs won in large part because of their passing game, which gets me to this. Teams that pass to each other are teams that win. I got a video of actually the Spurs and some of their passing plays that kind of shows what I'm talking about. Take a look real quick. Guys, teams that pass the ball to each other are teams that win. And guys, these aren't the only teams I'm going to talk about tonight. There's another team that a lot of us are on. If you're a Christian, if that means that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you commit yourself to following Him, then you Christians are on a team together. If you're a Christian in this room, that means you are on the same team as every other person in this room that follows Jesus Christ. We're a team, just like the Spurs were a team. But we're an even greater team, guys. We're actually God's team. If you're a Christian, you're together with other Christians on God's team. Which brings me to my bottom line tonight. I want you guys to write this down. Fill in the blank, all right? Now, don't judge my handwriting because I'm a guy, all right? Give me some grace. All right. So, guys, you ready for this? I'm going to write down three words tonight, three words. And if you can apply these three words and let these three words sink into your mind and into your soul, and live them out the rest of your life, your life will change forever and you will never regret it. These three words. You ready? It's very simple. Pass. Some of you guys are geniuses. Pass the ball. Don't judge my handwriting. You guys know, you guys are smart. Pass the ball. Guys, in the context of this series, right, clutch, who you are when it matters the most, passing the ball means serving, right? Now, guys, if we're playing a game and we're on a team and you don't have the ball, you have no ability to really make an impact on that scoreboard unless someone first passes to you. Okay, who's open? Anybody open? All right, we're gonna lob it out here front. All right, see, I just passed you the ball. Beforehand, you had no way to score, but I have just empowered you. I've just given you the ball, and I've given you an opportunity to make a difference for the team. Pass it back to me. Who else is open? Who else is open? We go to the right-hand side of the room. I want a girl this time. We got any girls? Got any girls? Right down in front. You ready? All right, pass it back up to me. Come on. We'll go with one more in the middle. All right, you're jumping. You ready? All right, pass the ball back to me. Come on. All right. Now we're done. We're done. Take a seat. Now, guys, I'm just showing you, right? Beforehand, you guys didn't have the ball. You didn't have an ability to make an impact on that scoreboard. But as soon as I passed you the ball, I gave you the ability to make a difference. In the same way, when you guys serve others, when you put others before yourself and you decide to go out of your way to help them, to aid them in any way, you are helping them grow closer to God and you are empowering them to take one step closer to being the person they need to be when it matters the most. Passing the ball means serving, okay? And if we grasp this, guys, if we grasp that if we decided to pass the ball to more people, if we decided to serve those around us, I'm not passing the ball to you guys, stop. If we decided, all right, I'm gonna live my life deciding to give myself to others, to put others before myself, to put others' well-being, guys, serving means that if I have a decision to make between serving myself and putting someone else first, if it's between my well-being and someone else's well-being, that in that moment, I'm going to go with someone else's well-being. And a lot of us struggle with this. A lot of us struggle with trying to serve those at our expense, right? Serving means you're sacrificing something. Serving means you're giving something up to give to someone who doesn't have. And a lot of us don't want to do that. We don't like giving stuff up. I can be one too. It's hard for me sometimes. Sometimes I get up in the morning and I don't want to help others. I know I get it. Sometimes I don't want to pass the ball to my teammates. I'm tired, man. I've been doing this for a while. We can become selfish, but when we become selfish, we deny the other person to help the team score. All right, guys, I want you to open up your Bibles to Mark 10, 43 through 45 with me real quick. All right? Open up your Bibles to Mark 10, 43 through 45. And guys, this is what's happening. This is what's happening in the passage. Two of Jesus' disciples, John and James, they come up to Jesus and they're like, Jesus, when you start reigning, when you become powerful, Jesus, can one of us sit at your right hand and the other one sit at your left hand? And what they're trying to tell Jesus is, hey, when you become powerful, Jesus, we want to become powerful too. We want to get some of that glory for ourselves. And Jesus Christ looked at them and said, no, you're wrong. And when his other disciples heard about this, they became ticked at James and John because they wanted the same thing. And so Christ right now is sitting down with all of his disciples, and Jesus is trying to change their mindset. Right now, all of Jesus' disciples, they just want to look out for themselves. They want to look out for number one, and Jesus is trying to change their hearts. And this is what he says. He says, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, guys, with the Spurs, you guys saw those videos of the Spurs passing the ball, man. The Spurs knew how to win games. And for the Spurs, passing the ball, serving each other on the court wasn't an option. It was not an option. In the same way, this is the first thing I want you to know. There's a couple things I want you to know tonight. And the first thing is, Mark, write this down. You must pass the ball. There is no option. You must pass the ball. Now, guys, God commands us to pass the ball. Now, here's the thing. God commands us to pass the ball. Man, that can sound harsh, right? Like God commands you. Sometimes I can even fall to that. If we're not careful, we can think that the phrase God commands us to do something sounds a little too harsh. And we usually react in one of three ways to when we hear the phrase God commands us to do something, right? The first way we react is, let's say one of you was up here and I was like, hey, Jimmy, God commands you to be nice to your little brother. And you're like, God commands me to do what? And you shove your brother down the stairs. That's what some of you guys are, right? Some of you guys are kind of like the rebels. Someone tells you to do something and you're like, oh, you tell me to do what? Nah. And you do something else, right? The second option, guys, the second option is we obey God, right? God commands us to do something. God commands us to pass the ball, and we do it. We do it, but we do it because we're scared. We don't obey God because we love God. We don't obey God because we trust that he cares for us. We obey God because we think that if we don't, man, we're just going to get punished. You guys ever heard the phrase, like, God will strike you with lightning? You ever heard that before? Or like, if you do something, man, God's going to get you. I fall into this sometimes. Sometimes, guys, when I'm not careful, I can actually allow myself to be deceived into doing what God tells me to do, but only because I'm scared that God will somehow punish or attack me if I don't. And the third option is the one that we all should do, is that we obey God, not because we're scared of him, but because we love him and we trust him. Do you guys realize that when God commands you to do something, he's actually looking out for your best interests? Like God doesn't every day try to think of ways to like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to figure out some ways to command Levi to do things just so I can ruin his life. You know, God's not sitting there in a chair like, I want to ruin everything. Like he wants to help you. And guys, all too often we have a hard time with trusting that when we read the Bible and when God tells us to do things and when spiritual leaders in church tell us to do things, you know, we don't believe that God's actually looking out for us. We don't trust him. We don't love him. One thing you guys need to realize is that when God tells you to do something, man, God knows everything, right? Can you guys agree with me that God knows everything? Can you guys agree with me on that? Yeah? Right? He's the creator. God knows everything. And if God knows everything, then don't you think that he knows what the consequences are going to be if you do certain things? Why do you really think God commands us to do some things? It might just be that he's looking out for us. And that should be our response. When God commands us to pass the ball, when God commands us to pass to someone else, to serve someone else on the team, when God commands us to serve people around us, that's because he knows that what we're going to do is going to end up being so much better for that person's life and so much better for your life. Because when you serve other people around you, you don't just help other people move closer to God. God moves you closer to himself also. And I have a hard time believing this sometimes. Who here has friends that aren't Christians, right? I have friends that aren't Christians. You guys have friends that aren't Christians? Yeah. Do you guys ever think that maybe one of the reasons why God commands us to pass the ball to serve other people around us is because to a lot of the friends at your school that aren't Christians, maybe the only time they might ever hear or see anything like Jesus Christ is when you actually decide to serve them? Maybe you guys deciding to serve your friends who are Christians, and especially your friends that aren't Christians, maybe that's the only way that person will ever get to know about Jesus Christ. And for those of you guys who have friends that don't know Jesus, I would encourage you to pass the ball because you might be the way that God wants to reach out to them. You. Not someone else, but you. All right, guys, second thing I want us to write down. Pass the ball. You ready for it? Pass the ball to everyone. Every single person. Guys, I'm going to read verse 44 again real quick. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. Now, hold on a second. Some of you guys might be thinking, well, oh, God wants me to be a slave. I'm out. Like, no, God's not asking you to be a slave like that. What God's saying in this passage, guys, is that when God says that you must be a slave of all, is that you are so dedicated, guys. You are so dedicated to putting others before yourself, to putting others' well-beings before yourself, to serving others before yourself, that it is as if you were a slave to them. You are so dedicated to helping people before yourself that you're compared as if you were a slave. Now, obviously, don't take this too far. That doesn't mean like, you know, whatever your friends tell you to do, you must do, like they're your master or something. No. But it shows how serious God wants us to be servants, to be passing the ball. Man, guys, you're gonna love this or you're gonna hate this, what I'm about to say next. You're gonna love or hate what I'm about to say next, okay? And it has to do with the word all. Slave of all. You know what that means? That means that at your schools, you serve everybody. That means it's your schools that when God commands you to pass the ball, he doesn't just mean serve the more attractive, popular people. Because a lot of us, and guys, honestly, it wasn't too long ago that I was in middle school. Okay, I graduated college like a year ago. You guys probably think I'm like 50. Okay, I'm 22. All right, come on. Don't sing to me. Please don't sing to me. All right, guys, here's the thing. I'm young enough to remember when I was in middle school, and I'm young enough to remember that when I was in middle school, most people only really cared about being nice to or serving the popular kids. Many people only really cared about serving and being nice to the more attractive and popular kids. But you know what happens when you do that, guys? You know what happens when you only care about serving and sacrificing some of your own time to help out other people who are only popular? You know what you're saying to the people who aren't popular? You're not valuable. Because when people, because here's the thing, guys. Quick backstory. When I was in middle school, I wasn't one of the popular people. I was a Christian, and a lot of the people in my middle school did not like me because I was a Christian. They wanted nothing to do with me because I was a Christian. I wouldn't curse or do any of that stuff. And they're like, Michael, why don't you do this, man? I'm like, I'm a Christian. Well, they didn't want to have anything to do with me afterwards. And you know what happened? Other people in my middle school didn't want to associate with me, not because they didn't like me, but because other people didn't like me. I remember at one point, I actually had a guy stand in front of me with my friend, and he looked at my friend and said, hey, wait, do we like him or not? And I was like, seriously? Like, you barely know me, but you're going to determine whether you want to serve me or not based off of what he thinks? That's really shallow. And honestly, guys, a lot of us in here probably do that. If you really think about yourself, you probably do this. Don't point fingers. Don't think of other people like, yeah, man, like Rachel, man, she's terrible. She does this all the time. Maybe you do too. Think about this. If you really love people, if you say you really love people, then you're going to pass the ball and serve everyone around you at school. Seek to be fair. Guys, the third point, I want you to write this down. The third thing I want you to know, oh man, this is my favorite. This is like my favorite part of what I'm going to tell you all night. And I hope you guys pay attention closely to what I have to say. We pass the ball to others. We pass the ball because Jesus passed the ball to us. And I want you guys to listen to me real quick, okay? If you're a Christian, guys, if you're a Christian and you get to pass and you pass the ball, you serve other people on your team, other Christians, what you're doing is you're showing them what Jesus has done for you. And let me talk with you about a second because we hear this all the time in church. It is so easy to get used to hearing this. Jesus died for me. Jesus rose again. Yeah, I've heard this a million times. I grew up in church and many of you have too. And some of you haven't. And so it's really good for you to listen in anyways. Trust me, but we are so used to hearing about this Jesus guy that we often forget about how awesome it actually is. Think about this with me. We are all sinners. We have all disobeyed God. God is perfect. God is holy. We don't deserve to be with God. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve it. And then God looks down on us in our filth, being sinful, and God says, you don't deserve anything I have to give to you, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send my perfect son down to earth as a human, and he's going to live a perfect life, and he's God. Jesus, when he came to earth, guys, Jesus was God, and you know what God did? If anyone deserved to be all about themselves, it was God. You know what God did? He spent his entire life serving and putting other sinful people like us before himself. And at the end of his life, he decided to pass the ultimate ball to us. He decided to die for us. They took Jesus Christ and they crucified him. They killed him. They put nails in his hands and his feet and held him up so that then he would die there. And he took the penalty and the punishment of every bad thing you and I have ever done and ever will done. And he said, you know what? You don't deserve this, but I love you so much. I'm going to die for you. And then he rose again from the dead, from the grave, 3 days later to show that he could conquer death and he could conquer sin for us. And we have a relationship with Jesus Christ by going to God and we saying, you know what, Jesus, I trust you. I trust that you did this. Thank you for saving me, God. And you repent of your sins and you ask him into your life and he will save you right then and there. That is what Jesus did for us. He passed the ultimate ball. He gave us salvation. And when we as Christians, we decide to serve other people, we are doing exactly what Jesus did for us. We're showing people that we have been saved and we're offering them the chance to be saved as well. God uses our service to draw others to himself. Guys, have you guys realized that it's a lot easier to talk to people about your Jesus when they've seen that you care more about other people than yourself? Do you really think that if you walk up to someone and they think that you're selfish, they want to listen to anything you have to say? No, they're not going to want to. You haven't shown them that you're willing to pass the ball. You haven't shown them that you're willing to serve and put them before yourself. People are more willing to listen about your Jesus when they see that you're willing to serve them first. How many of you knew here, man, you were feeling down or discouraged, and someone like Stephen Perry or maybe me or Nathan or your small group leader or some mentor in your life came down, man, and we encouraged you and we ministered to you. You know what that was? That was me or someone else, your small group leader, Stephen. That was us passing the ball to you. That was saying, hey, you know what? You're a Christian. You're on my team. You're in need of help. I'm going to help serve you. I'm going to pass the ball to you. And so you know what, guys? You know what's important here? It's important that you pass the ball to other Christians because they need it, and you pass the ball to non-Christians because they need it too. When you pass the ball to a Christian, you are helping that Christian take one step closer to God. And if a Christian takes one step closer to God, that Christian takes one step closer to being the person they need to be when it matters the most. When life gets tough, I'm sure you guys have had a lot of tough moments in your lives, I have too. When life gets tough and it's hard to stand, and it's hard to make sense of what's going on, and you're experiencing hurt and pain and anguish and anger, what's going to help you in that moment is your relationship with God and nothing else. And if you pass the ball to a non-Christian, you are helping that person take one step closer to Jesus. And if you take one step closer to Jesus, man, you are that much closer to being the person you need to be when it matters the most. Passing the ball and serving others means that we are helping others get a better life. So what are some ways? I talked about service the whole night. What does it mean to serve? What does it mean to pass the ball? Well, I'll show you some examples. Let's say you're in the cafeteria one day, and you see some kid walk across the cafeteria floor. Kid trips, kid stumbles, kid spills his food on the floor. Everybody in the cafeteria, you know what they do? Loser! You know, like they all point at the kid, and they're like, ha, you're stupid, you're dumb. And that one kid is left by himself in the cafeteria feeling really embarrassed because he has no one else around him. You know what you should do? Not care what other people are thinking and go pass the ball and serve that person, help them. Help them pick up their food, encourage them, comfort them, saying, hey, man, it's okay, I'll help you out. Let's see your little brother or sister. Hey, man, can you tie my shoe? You don't have much time, but you know what? You're willing to sacrifice your time to help them out. But guys, we talked about a couple things I want you guys to know. Let me talk about a couple things I want you guys to do. Ready? All right? Pass the ball at school. Write this down. Pass the ball at school. We already kind of talked about this. Pass to people who know God. Help them draw closer to God. Sacrifice yourself and your well-being to help other Christians, and sacrifice yourself and your well-being to help non-Christians. Serve the popular kids. Serve the non-popular kids. Show people that you value everybody, not just some, right? Guys, I don't know if you realize this, but this is really hard, right? This is really hard to do. Because everything else in your life is fighting against you. No one at school wants you to do this. You might say, yeah, man, I love everybody. And then you go to school and you ignore the non-cool kids. It's tough. You guys know what the secret is to being able to do this? I found this out a while ago. The secret is you spend time with God. Stephen talked about this last week. It sounds really simple, but spend time with God. The closer you become to God, the easier it will be to do these things. You guys realize that God will never call you to do something that he isn't willing to help you out with himself? Do you think your loving father is going to say, hey, do this on your own? No, God comes down and helps you out and says, you know what, my child? I love you so much, and I know what I'm asking you is so difficult to do, but I love you so much. I'm going to give you everything you need to do it. And you come and you spend time with God in his word and in his prayer. Second thing, guys, is pass the ball to your church. Guys, 12 Stone's a great church. I don't know if you realize that we got an awesome church here. And there are some awesome opportunities to help God's team here, right? There's some awesome opportunities to help God's team. We are God's team, right? We're God's team, right? Come on. All right. We're God's team, right? And so there's some ways you can pass the ball and serve and give back to M12, right? Do you guys care about M12? Is it kind of like your home in a sense? Guys, here's a couple ways that you can serve the church as a whole. You ready for this? Who's on the greeter team? Who helps greet people? Got some hands up here and there. You know what the greeter team does, guys? The greeter team tries to find people that are new here or that don't know other people, and the greeter team reaches out and says, you know what, you're new. I want to be with you. I want to show you around. I want to help you get plugged into M12 here. And they make people who feel out of place here feel at home. That's what the greeter team does. If you've got like a confident personality, man, you like people a lot, maybe you're an extrovert, maybe you should join the greeter team and serve the ball and pass the ball there. Who's on the prayer team? Who comes and prays with us in here sometimes during the week? I got some hands down in front. Those are my small group boys. Sometimes some people out here, all right? The prayer team, guys, you might not know this, but the prayer team meets in here at 6:30 every Wednesday. And man, we cry out to God for you guys. We pray that God would do amazing things in your lives in this service. And a lot of what you guys see that is done here in M12, I think has a lot to do with the fact that a lot of your peers are praying for you. And if you have that connection with God and you want to spend time praying to God, man, the prayer team is a great way to help pass the ball, to serve. Who here is in children's ministry? Who here works with the children here at church, right? Got some hands up? Got some hands up? Children's team are the people that wear the blue shirts on Sundays. You guys see them? You see the children's team? They help share Jesus and help out with the children of the church. God loves children. And if you work well with kids and you like kids, man, join the children's team. Join the children's team. All right, guys. So, guys, we're going to head out soon. But remember these things, guys, before we head out. God commands us to pass the ball. You must pass the ball. You must serve those around you. You must care more about others more than you do yourself. It's not an option. And when you do this, care about everybody. Pass the ball to everyone, not just the cool kids. And when you pass the ball to everyone, you are showing that Jesus Christ passed the ball to you. Pass the ball because Jesus passed the ball to you. You guys paying attention to me? Pass the ball because Jesus passed to you. Pass the ball at your school. Find a way to pass the ball here at the church. You guys go to small groups after this. Your small group leader is going to give you guys these cards. And on these cards, you can choose which team you want to be a part of. It's an awesome opportunity. I want to see as many of you do this as you can. But only fill out one box. If you fill out two, we're going to confuse and be like, geez, what does he want to do? We don't know. Throw his card away. I don't know. So fill out one box on this card before you end out tonight. Give it to your small group leader. Guys, let me pray for us. God, Lord, I pray that every student in here would remember how important it is to pass the ball to our teammates, how important it is to serve God, everyone around them, not just the people that they want. I pray, God, that every student that leaves this room today, Lord, please help them to take one step closer to serving people around you. I pray they would want to serve at 12 Stone. I pray they would want to serve at M12. I pray they would sign up for a team, God, and that they would grow closer to you by serving, and they would help other people grow closer to you by serving them. I pray that our students, God, that M12 would be all about helping people take one step closer to you so they can take one step closer to being the person they need to be when it matters the most. Thank you, God. I love these kids, and I pray they would realize that. And in Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Amen.